This is Akashvani, the news read by Ajay Kumar. A day after India revoked visas issued to Pakistani nationals in the wake of Pahalgam terror attack, Union Home Minister Amit Shah spoke to all chief ministers asking them to identify all Pakistan nationals in their states yesterday. Sources said Mr. Shah asked the chief ministers to take steps to ensure their prompt return to Pakistan. Meanwhile, Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan has held a meeting with chief secretaries of all the states and union territories through video conferencing over the issue and urged them to ensure strict compliance of the order related to suspension of visa service to Pakistani nationals. India has revoked all existing visas issued to Pakistanis except long-term visas, diplomatic and official visas with effect from tomorrow. All medical visas issued to Pakistani nationals will be valid only till 29th of this month and no new visas will be issued in the revoked categories. External Affairs Ministry briefed ambassadors of US, Iran and Spain in Delhi on Pahalgam terror attack yesterday. Talking to media, Ambassador of Israel to India, Ruvi Azar, said this is a watershed moment and Israel stands with India. He said they discussed terrorism as well as bilateral cooperation.
Extended our condolences for the terrible attack that happened here. This is a watershed moment. We stand with India. It's a very important moment. And of course, we discussed things of mutual concern that have to do both with the fight against terrorism and also, you know, how to enhance our cooperation. We have a great cooperation. We are great partners. We are looking forward for more cooperation both bilaterally, regionally and globally.
India has launched a wide-reaching diplomatic campaign to inform other countries about the terror attack. Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu met Prime Minister Narendra Modi at his residence and extended wholehearted support to the central government in the wake of the recent terror attack in Pahalgam. Condemning the attack in the strongest term, N. Chandrababu Naidu described it as an act of cowardice and assured the Prime Minister that the whole country stands with the central government to take decision in the interest of the nation. He expressed confidence in Prime Minister Narendra Modi's strong and stable leadership to guide the country through such difficult times. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will distribute over 51,000 appointment letters to newly appointed youth in various government departments and organizations today through video conferencing. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. In line with the Prime Minister's commitment to accord highest priority to employment generation, the 15th Rozgar Mela will be held at 47 locations across the country. President Draupadi Murmu paid homage to Pope Francis by laying a wreath at Basilica of St. Peter in Vatican City yesterday. President is on a two-day visit to the Vatican City. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that President Murmu will attend the funeral mass today, which will be attended by dignitaries from around the world. Pope Francis passed away on 21st of this month. Defence Research and Development Organisation DRDO yesterday achieved a significant milestone in scramjet engine development by conducting active cooled scramjet subscale combustor ground testing for over 1,000 seconds. Defence Research and Development Laboratory, which is a Hyderabad-based laboratory of DRDO, conducted the ground testing at the newly built state-of-the-art Scramjet Connect test facility. The ground test is in continuation of the earliest test reported for 120 seconds in January. With the successful test, the system will be soon ready for full-scale flight-worthy combustor testing. U.S. President Donald Trump's envoy Steve Witkoff met Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow yesterday. Mr. Trump has described this as a key moment in diplomacy to end the war in Ukraine. Earlier, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said that the Kremlin is ready to reach a deal with the U.S., on Ukraine, though he also said that some elements need to be fine-tuned. Mr. Lavrov said they are moving in the right direction. However, he declined to comment on the ongoing negotiations or on whether the deal was closed. Meanwhile, Russian General Yaslok Moskalik was killed yesterday by an explosive device placed in his car in Balashikha, just outside Moscow. In IPL T20 cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Chennai Super Kings by 5 wickets at MH Chidambaram Stadium, Chennai last night. Chasing 155 for victory, Sunrisers Hyderabad reached the target with 8 balls to spare. Earlier put into bat, Chennai Super Kings were all out for 154 runs in 19.5 overs. Hyderabad's Harshal Patel picked up 4 wickets. Harshal was adjudged player of the match. Today, Kolkata Knight Riders will take on Punjab Kings at 7:30 p.m. at Eden Gardens in Kolkata. And that is the end of this news bulletin.